I'm Jennifer Wigginton with American Red Cross.
Okay.
And Dave Lilly, Grimes County Emergency Manager.
Okay, and what brings you in today?
We would like to discuss some opportunities that are coming up for the public, volunteer opportunities, well, training for one, and then also just an information seminar that we are providing.
Okay. And tell me about that.
Next week, American Red Cross is having a mini institute for training. It's the first of its kind we've ever had in the Brazos Valley. And it is geared to get volunteers up and running and able to volunteer pretty much after next weekend. And this is important because this is hurricane season, and we are looking for volunteers. And because of the hurricane season and the chance of disaster happening, we need them up and running as soon as possible.
So basically, it's a seminar to help volunteers that might want to help support first responders?
No, actually, these are volunteers wanting to help people affected by disaster.
Well, to kind of give a little more clarification on that, it's called the Mini Institute, and it's being hosted by the American Red Cross. Jennifer's heading this up in the Brazos Valley, and it's actually going to be held at the regional center in the Bryan College Station area. It's actually at what's called the Brazos Valley Council of Government, or BVCOG building. Some folks may be more familiar with that as being also the place where the Workforce Center is, if you have ever had to go look for work. It's located in that building. And the address is 3991 East 29th Street in Bryan, right up the road from Sudden Link and KBTX. And I wanted to clarify that that particular institute, this mini institute, is focused on training people to be Red Cross volunteers to help with setting up shelters and to kind of help you get started. If you've ever been interested in being involved with the Red Cross, this is a great opportunity to come out and to learn what it takes to be a volunteer.
Okay. And there's no charge for the seminar?
No charge. No charge.
All right.
The registration is strongly encouraged.
Okay.
They can call me at 979-229-2616 to register.
And how long have you been with the Red Cross?
I started volunteering about 7 years ago, and then I became paid staff about 2 years ago.
Okay. And what do you find most interesting about being a Red Cross volunteer?
Helping other people. And these are people that are faced with traumatic, life-changing instances. A house fire may not seem very dramatic, but when a person loses not just their belongings but their memories, and it can be earth-shattering, and we do what we can to help. And then it progresses up to the national-level disasters, which are just as traumatic, but they affect a lot more people.
So anyone can volunteer?
Yes, and this seminar is focusing on four tracks, people wanting to help with local disasters such as single-family fire or a tornado that goes through locally. One other track is helping train people set up for shelters, because we are a point-to-point shelter. We have a point-to-point shelter agreement in Brazos County with Port Arthur. And while a lot of our shelters already have volunteers in place to handle them, we still need volunteers to both circulate, make sure all their needs are met in the shelters, and to staff some shelters that don't have built-in volunteers, per se. Another track is designed for learning how to interview clients, listen correctly, see what their needs are, see how we can meet them, direct them toward recovery resources, items like that. And that class, while the same techniques are used locally, it's really focused on people willing to go outside the region, elsewhere in the state, out in the country, and you apply those skills there. Our fourth track is helping people recognize mental health issues. And then also, one of our functions is logistics, which just means finding facilities and cars and equipment to help the workers who are helping the clients. It's more of a backstage effort. But Red Cross has 35 different functions that people can get involved with. And you're not limited to any one. But these are the basics. It just gives people a taste of what Red Cross does. And as I said before, get them ready to serve, okay, to help others.
Okay. And by point to point, what do you mean by that exactly?
That means that the county has set up, well, Brazos County, has set up an agreement with the city of Port Arthur. And they will send a certain number of evacuees to Brazos County.
That's what I thought. I just want to clarify and make sure that I understood that correctly.
Sure.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you guys want to add to this?
Just one last point to make on this particular one for the seminar that the Red Cross is hosting. It's on the 21st. This one is open to people in the entire Brazos Valley, and that's why we're making this pitch even here in Grimes County. Mm-hmm. It's open to anybody that's interested in getting involved with the Red Cross, and we actually, in my role, we work together in the county surrounding this area, the seven counties that are in the Brazos Valley. So, we do a lot of regional training and a lot of regional sharing of information, and we encourage volunteers to do the same, not just look at what's needed in Grimes County, but how can we assist our neighboring counties too? And any training that folks from Grimes County gets from this is going to benefit us here too, because we need Red Cross volunteers in Grimes County also.